Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
我们今天要讲的，因为我们现在没有周报，所以把题目讲一下。我们今天要讲的题目是：寻求他就必寻见，离弃他必被离弃。
Because we don't have a bulletin in front of us, I just wanted to briefly say that today's message topic will be: Seek him, he will let you find him; forsake him, he will forsake you.
我们要借着旧约的一个故事，就是亚沙王的故事，希望来明白关于这件事。
We're going to use an Old Testament story, the story of King Asa, to understand this.
好不好？我们一起先来读一处的圣经。
Let's read a passage of scripture together first.
我们来读《列王记上》第十五章第九节。
First Kings chapter 15 verse 9.
我们从第九节一直读到二十四节。
We're going from verse 9 all the way to 24.
列王记上》第十五章第九节。
First Kings chapter 15 verse 9.
以色列王耶罗波安二十年，亚撒登基做犹大王。
So in the 20th year of Jeroboam, the king of Israel, Asa began to reign as king of Judah.
在耶路撒冷作王41年，他祖母名叫玛加，是亚撒龙的女儿。
He reigned 41 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Absalom.
亚撒效法他祖大卫，行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Asa did what was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father.
从国中除去顽童，又除掉他列祖所造的一切偶像。
He also put away the male cult prostitutes from the land and removed all the idols which his fathers had made.
并且贬了他祖母玛加太后的位，因他造了可憎的偶像亚舍拉，亚撒砍了他的偶像，烧在希伦西旁。
He also removed Maacah his mother from being queen mother because she had made a horrid image as an Asherah.And Asa cut down her horrid image and burned it at the brook of Kidron.
只是秋坛还没有废去，亚撒一生却向耶和华存诚实的心。
But the high places were not taken away. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was wholly devoted to the Lord all his days.
亚撒将他父亲所分别为圣、与自己分别为圣的金银和器皿都奉到耶和华的殿里。
He brought into the house of the Lord the dedicated things of his father and his own dedicated things, silver and golden utensils.
亚撒和以色列王巴沙在世的日子常常征战。
Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days.
以色列王巴沙上来要攻击犹大，修筑拉玛，不许人从犹大王亚撒那里出入。
Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah in order to prevent anyone from going out or coming in to Asa, king of Judah.
于是亚撒将耶和华殿和王宫府库里所剩的金银都交在他臣仆手中，打发他们往住大马色的亚南王西巡的孙子他伯利蒙的儿子便哈达那里去。
Then Asa took all the silver and the gold which were left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house and delivered them into the hand of his servants.And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, saying,
说你父曾与我父立约，我与你也要立约。现在我将金银送你为礼物，如你废掉你与以色列王巴沙所立的约，使他离开我。
Let there be a treaty between you and me, as between my father and your father.Behold, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Go, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me.
Ben-Hadad 听从亚撒王的话，派军长去攻击以色列的城邑，他们就攻破以云，但亚伯伯巴马加基尼列全境，拿弗他利全境。
So Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa and sent the commanders of his army against the cities of Israel and conquered Ijon, Dan.Abel Beth-Maacah, and all of Chinnereth, besides all the land of Naphtali.
Baasha 听见就停工不修筑拉玛了，仍住在德萨。
When Baasha heard of it, he ceased fortifying Ramah and remained in Tirzah.
于是亚撒王宣告犹太众人，不准一个推辞， 吩咐他们将巴萨修筑拉玛所用的木头、石头、木头都运去，用以修筑便雅悯的加巴和米斯巴。
Then King Asa made a proclamation to all Judah, none was exempt, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber with which Baasha had built, and King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah.
亚撒其余的事，凡他所行的，并他的勇力，与他所建筑的城邑，都写在犹大列王记上。亚撒年老的时候，脚上有病。
Now the rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might and all that he did and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? But in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet.
亚撒与他列祖同睡，葬在他祖大卫城，他列祖的坟地里，他的儿子约沙法继续他作王。
And Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you praise and thanks.
因着你的怜悯、恩典和爱、慈爱，把我们一同又召集在你的面前。
It is by your grace, mercy, and love that you once again gathered us before you.
我们实在要把我们心中的感谢、赞美和荣耀都归给你。
We truly want to give you the thanksgiving, praise, and all the glory to you from our heart.
和我们为我们成就啊信心的耶稣基督。
Because you had given us faith in the Lord Jesus.
因为你悦纳我们这样的敬拜。
And because you are pleased with this kind of worship.
我们也求你来祝福我们。
And would you also bless us?
再次借着你的话语，借着你的圣灵亲自启示在我们每个人的心里面。
And would you Have the Spirit reveal your word inside each one of our hearts.
好使我们真的能够明白，借着你的话语，能够成为我们在地上生活的引导。
So that we can understand the teaching of your words and how we should live our life.
我们这样祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们都知道，在旧约所罗门王是以色列所有的王中最聪明、最有智慧的。
So we all know that King Solomon was the wisest of all the kings of Israel.
但是，即使有这么多的智慧、聪明，还是不能够胜过他眼睛的那个眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲。
But even with all the smarts and cleverness, he could not be victorious over the lust of the eyes.
所以他娶了很多外邦女子为嫔妃。
So he married many foreign women as concubines.
到了他晚年的时候，他抵挡不了他这些嫔妃对他的诱惑。
And in his later years, he was unable to block the temptation that these foreign concubines brought.
他就随从这些嫔妃，这些外邦嫔妃，他们的外邦的神去了。
And so he went to worship the foreign gods of his foreign concubines.
为这些偶像在耶路撒冷建了很多的这种丘坛。
And so he built many of these high places for these idols in Jerusalem.
所以圣经对所罗门的结论是什么呢？
So what is the Bible's conclusion for King Solomon?
就是说他不效法他的父亲大卫单单的顺从耶和华。
That he did not imitate his father David in solely following after the Lord.
所以因着这样的缘故呢，在所罗门死了以后神就使以色列分裂成了两个国家。
So because of this, after Solomon died, the Lord split the kingdom of Israel into two kingdoms.
一个是北国，叫以色列，也叫北国。
In the northern kingdom, it was still named Israel.
那南国呢又叫犹大。
The southern kingdom was named Judah.
那么刚开始的时候，犹大的最开始的两个王罗伯安和亚比央，他们非常想要让这个国家重新统一起来。
And so in the very beginning, the two first kings of these two kingdoms, Rehoboam and Abijah, wanted to reunite the kingdoms.
因为他们知道神是应许把这个以色列这个国位赐给大卫的子孙，而他们就是大卫的后裔。
Because they knew that God promised that the kingdom would be for David's descendants, and they were David's descendants.
但这两个王，罗伯安和亚比亚呢，他们根本不去寻找究竟是什么原因造成这国家分裂的。
But these two kings, Rehoboam and Abijam, they did not go and examine why it was the kingdom was split to begin with.
反而变本加厉，更加去那些随从那些外邦的神建造很多偶像、很多祭坛、很多丘坛。
But they instead put more effort into building up these foreign gods and idols in high places.
他们容让犹太人就全国国那个犹大国南国的犹大人，在一些山岗上，在一些树林里面修建柱像，石头的或者木头的。
And so they allowed all of Judah to build in the mountains and in the forests these altars of stone and these wooden idols.
而北国呢，因为北国是分裂出去的，所以他害怕被统一。
And furthermore, the northern kingdom, because they were the ones that split off, they were afraid of uniting with the southern kingdom.
所以北国就北国那个第一个王叫耶罗波安，他就建了两个金牛犊，一个放在北面但一个放在南面伯特利啊。希望他这个以色列北国的人不要去耶路撒冷去南国去敬拜圣殿里边去敬拜神。
And so King Jeroboam instead built temples in golden calf.
They built a two calves.
Yeah. Okay. So he built two golden calves to prevent the northern Israelites from going to Jerusalem to worship.
Yeah, they put one in the northern Dan.
One was in Dan and the other one was in Bethel.
因为这个缘故，所以北国南国啊，常常因为他们想要南国想要统一，北国不想要统一，所以呢就常常在一起征战。
And so because of this, because the southern kingdom wanted to reunite, but the northern kingdom did not, there was often a war between them.
在一次战争中，就是第二个王亚比亚的战争，一次这个南国的王亚比亚就杀了500,000的北国的士兵。
And there was one battle during this second king Abijam where he killed 500,000 or half a million Israel, northern Israel soldiers.
因为我们也去觉得这个数字不大啊，我跟大家做一个对比，也知道很大的一个数字。
And so sometimes you may not feel that this number is very large, but if you do a comparison, it is quite a large amount of soldiers.
大家知不知道今天以色列他的国防军啊叫 IDF， 所有的军人，包括他的预备役在内，他有多少人
？Do you know how many soldiers are in the Israeli army today? They're called the IDF. So do you know how their number today?
Including the reserve.
Including the reserve.
现在63万。
630,000.
你想，当时这个亚比亚一下就把北国还只一半呢，500,000的士兵全杀死了，你就可见那场战争有多大。
And so if you do a comparison, think about it, Abijah killed at once 500,000 soldiers. You can really understand how big of a loss this was.
跟大家一个比较形象的概念，我们都住在新泽西，对吧？如果你要把新泽西和以色列做对比的话，你发觉很非常很多巧合在里面。
So let me give you an example that you can probably relate to more. So we all live in New Jersey, and so if you compare it to Israel, you can.
你知道新泽西的地那个也是这么一长长的一块，以色列也是这样长长一块，对吧
？And so you said, no, the geography of New Jersey is like a long rectangular piece, much like Israel.
Right, right. 然后呢，它的面积大小几乎是一样的。新泽西的大概是5,700平方英里。
And so our reserve are probably on the same. New Jersey probably has around 5,700
square feet.
Square miles.
5,700啊，那你以色列是5,000多少呢？是5,500，所以相差一点点，我们稍微大一点点。
And so Israel has a similar size. They're about 5,500 square miles.
然后我们
we're only bigger by a little bit.
Right, very little. 我们大一点点。然后新泽西的人口是现在的人口，好，是现在都是九百零九千三万，九百三九百三十 930万，对。
And population wise, New Jersey has about a population of 9.3 million.
Right. 那以色列是 940万， 几乎是一样的数字。
And Israel has about 9.4 million.
所以你想想， 假如说因为发生一场战争， 半个有50万的新泽西的人被杀死， 你就想象那是非常， 所以北国和南国的征战非常可怕的， 非常大的。
So can you imagine if half a million of the population was killed? And so you can understand that the constant war between Israel's north and southern kingdom took
place. 所以你以后想到新泽西的大小人口面积，你就知道差不多就是以色列的样子。
So if you think of New Jersey's size and population, it corresponds pretty closely to Israel.
那么南国和北国分裂20年以后，
So after the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom split, after about 20 years after the split,
犹大的第三位国王叫亚萨就登基了。
Judah's third king named Asa came to power.
他一登基，他做的第一件事情就立刻的纠正造成南国和北国分裂的原因，就是那个偶像。
The first thing he did when he came to power was to correct what had brought about this split, which was to get rid of the idols.
所以就给南国带来了复兴。
And so in this way, he brought peace and blessing to
bring a revival.
Oh, sorry, revival to the Southern Kingdom.
所以刚才我们所读的在《列王记上》15章这儿读的这整一段的圣经，就是非常简单的。 非常简单的记载了这个亚萨王他这一生他所做的事情。So
this passage we read in 1 Kings 15 is a brief summary of all that King Asa did.
但我们刚才已经念到了，比如说他砍下了什么，他除去娈童，除掉了他列祖所造的一切偶像，对吧？
He removed all the idols which his fathers had made.
贬了他的祖母玛加太后的位。And
he removed Maaca from being queen mother.
他的这个祖母非常，我想我们，他这是讲的是，她是亚沙龙的女儿。And
this queen mother is Absalom's daughter.
其实她应该是亚沙龙的外孙女。Actually,
you can say she is Absalom's granddaughter.
Granddaughter, 因为亚沙龙他只有一个女儿叫他玛，他玛后来跟乌拉结了婚，生下了这个玛加。Because
Absalom only had one daughter, Tamar. Who then married and gave birth to Maaca.
所以这是他的外祖母。这个人是个拜偶像的，因为他是太后，所以在国中有很多的影响力，所以他代表整个这个南国都是差不多是随着他在拜偶像。And
because she was the queen mother and she had a lot of influence, she took all of Judah and led them into idol worship.
那么然后呢，这个时候这个亚沙这儿讲了一句话，在第十几节哈。 亚沙一生，虽然那个秋坛没有被废弃14节呢，亚沙一生却向耶和华存诚实的心。And
there is a phrase here in the scripture that even though the high places were not taken down, nevertheless the heart of Asa was wholly devoted to the Lord all of his days.
但是这儿讲的两件事情，有一个很特别，但这个列王记上没有做任何评论。And
there's two events here that happened that are very important, but 1 Kings doesn't go into detail.
Right, 就是16节到22节所记载的这个亚沙借着便哈这个亚兰王去攻打北国。
The first one is in verses 16 to 22, where King Asa utilized the king of Aram to fight against the northern kingdom.
这第一件事情，他这没说是对的，是错的。然后第二件事情就是第23节那儿说亚沙年老的时候脚上有病。
And this was the first wrong he committed. And the second one is in verse 23, where in his old age he was diseased in his feet.
那么如果我们到历代志，我们就能发现到他非常详细的记载了那个亚萨的一生的故事。But
then if we turn to 2 Chronicles, it goes into more detail of King Asa's story.
而且告诉我们每一件事情背后那个属灵的因果关系。
And it tells us in detail the cause and effect of the spiritual matters behind the scenes.
那如果你根据历代志，他历代志用了3章的篇幅来记载亚萨的故事，就从历代志下14章、15章、16章3章记载亚萨的故事。
And so Chronicles spends three chapters detailing Asa's story, which is 2 Chronicles for chapters 14, 15, and 16. And this tells us the spiritual cause and effect in the back end.
我们都知道我们比较熟悉这个以色列的王，尤其是南国的王，主要有两个，一个就是西西家。
So we are more familiar with the southern kingdom kings. One is Hezekiah.
Hezekiah, right, exactly. 你知道这个历代志用了四章来记载那个西西家。
You know that Chronicles takes four chapters to record King Hezekiah.
然后南国还有一个很有名的王叫约西亚。
And then southern kingdom has another very famous king is Josiah.
历代志用了两章来记载他。
And Chronicles uses two chapters to record him.
而我们所不太熟悉的这位亚沙，那么用了三章，所以说显然亚沙王和他的故事，其实背后的属灵的意义还是蛮重要的，因为这三个王都是非常好的嘛。And
yet, Chronicles uses three chapters to detail a less well-known king, King Asa's story. So it tells us that the spiritual lessons behind him are still very important.
那么历代志呢，把那个亚沙的一生分成了三个阶段。And
so Chronicles splits Asa's story into three parts.
他总共执政41年，第一个阶段就是他的前15年，那是属灵的复兴的时期。And
so he reigned for 41 years, and his former 15 years were spiritual revival.
然后他的中间是 总共有23年的时间是看到属灵的破口。And
the middle 23 years, you can see a spiritual breach.
Yeah, 有一个接着一个的破口。
Yeah, one breach after the other.
最后是他执政的三年，总共是41年嘛，最后三年时间是他的属灵的黑暗期。And
his last 3 years out of his 41-year reign, you can see his spiritual darkness.
那么亚撒的这个整个他一生的故事，对我们今天也是非常重要的。
The full story of Asa is a good lesson for us today.
实在来说，是我们一个属灵给我们的提醒，一个借鉴。It
is a good spiritual reminder for us.
因为我们这些人都是将来要做王的嘛。Because
we are all those who will become kings one day.
所以我们现在呢，我们就分成三个部分来看，看亚撒的属灵的早期前15年，他是如何经历属灵的复兴的，然后再看看他的中期。 看看这个属灵的破洞、破口，然后最后看看他为什么进到属灵非常黑暗的那个光景的里面。And
so we'll split. We're going to take a look at these three periods of time during his reign: his former spiritual revival era, his middle spiritual breach time, and how he went into spiritual darkness in his last years.
我们来翻开历代志上下，对不起，历代志下15章、14章、15章、16章。
So let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapters 14, 15, and 16.
对，那么历代志上的14章、15章，两章的篇幅记载他的一个复兴。And
so 2 Chronicles chapters 14 and 15 record the spiritual revival.
因为篇幅很长，我们没有时间全部读完，所以我们就这样，我来读14章的部分，然后请姊妹读15章。
Because of time, we're not going to read the entire chapter, so Sister and I will split reading chapters 14 and 15.
所以我希望跟大家一个比较完整的概念，究竟亚撒他当初是怎么样经历这个复兴，这个复兴的背后的属灵的因果关系是什么。And
because I want to give brothers and sisters a complete picture of how King Asa went through the period of spiritual revival and the cause and effect behind it.
我们来读14章，我们要读整章，我就用中文读就行了。然后英文的弟兄姊妹呢，你们就在我们读的时候同时看英文，好吧？So
I'm going to read the entirety of chapter 14 in Chinese. Our English brothers and sisters, you can follow along in English in your Bible.
好，历代志下14章。亚比亚与他的列祖同睡，葬在大卫城里。他儿子亚撒继续他做王。亚撒年间。 国中太平10年，亚撒行耶和华他神眼中看为善、看为正的事，除掉外邦神的坛和 和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木，吩咐犹大人寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命。又在犹大各城邑除掉丘坛和日像，那时国享太平。又在犹大建了几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有战争，因为耶和华赐他平安。他对犹大人说，我们要建造这些城邑，视为做墙，盖门，安门，做山，地还属我们，是因寻求耶和华我们的神。我们既寻求他，他就赐我们四境平安。于是建造城邑，诸事亨通。亚萨的军兵，出自犹大拿盾牌拿枪的300,000人，出自便雅悯拿盾牌拿弓的280,000人，这都是大能的勇士。由古斯王谢拉率领军兵100,000，战车300辆，出来攻击犹大人，到了玛利沙。于是亚萨出去与他迎敌，就在玛利沙的洗法谷彼此摆阵。亚萨呼求耶和华他的神说，耶和华呀，唯有你能帮助软弱的胜过强盛的。耶和华我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你，奉你的名来攻击这大军。耶和华呀，你是我们的神，不要容忍胜过你。于是耶和华使古示人败在亚萨和犹大人的面前，古示人就逃跑了。亚萨和跟随他的军兵追赶他们，直到基拉尔。古示人被杀的甚多，不能再强盛，因为败在耶和华和他军兵面前。犹大人就夺取了许多财物，又打破了基拉尔四围的城邑。耶和华使其中的人都甚恐惧，犹大人又将所有的城掳掠一空，因为其中的财物甚多，又毁了种树的圈，掳取许多的羊和骆驼，就回耶路撒冷去了。好，我们请姊妹读15章的第一节、第二节，然后从第七节读到第十七节。
And so we'll read 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, and then from verses 7 to 17. Now the Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Listen to me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him, and if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Verse 7.
Yes.
But you be strong and do not lose courage, for there is reward for your work. Now when Asa heard these words and the prophecy which Azariah, the son of Oded, the prophet spoke, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had captured in the hill country of Ephraim. He then restored the altar of the Lord, which was in front of the porch of the Lord. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, who resided with them, for many defected to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with them. So they assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. They sacrificed to the Lord that day 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had brought. They entered into the covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. Moreover, they made an oath to the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting, with trumpets, and with horns. All Judah rejoiced concerning the oath, for they had sworn with their whole heart and had sought him earnestly, and he let them find him. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. He also removed Maacah, the mother of King Asa, from the position of queen mother because she had made a horrid image as an Asherah. And Asa cut down her horrid image, crushed it, and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was blameless all his days.
好，谢谢。我想啊，整个这个十四章、十五章都在记载亚萨他们当时所经历的复兴。
Chapters 14 and 15 record the experiences of the revival during Asa's time.
那么，其实他的复兴是分成三个步骤啊，越来越高，越来越高的，一步到一步的往上的啊，更大，越来越大。
And actually, the time of revival can be split into three steps, each one higher than the other.
Right. 他一开始的时候就是前十年，总共从14章到15章，其实，但是我会解释，是15年的时间。
And in chapters 14 and 15, this encompasses about 15 years.
Right. 那么他在前十年，他一开始作证以后，他就做了三件很显然的事情。一开始就告诉我们，他首先呢，他就把那些外邦人的神啊、秋坛啊、柱像、木偶都全部给销毁。
And in his first 10 years, and right after he took power, he removed the foreign altars, high places, the sacred pillars, and the ashram.
对，其实不是很彻底的，到时候我们就会看到后面他会更彻底啊。这个时候呢，他也同时吩咐犹大人、便雅悯人要遵守神的律法、神的诫命。
And he wasn't incredibly thorough with these removals, and we'll see it later. But he also commanded the people of Judah to seek the Lord, obey His laws and commandments.
然后他开始建坚固的城，然后有建立了一支58万人的军队，58万军队是很大的，人数很多。
And so he also began to fortify the cities and built an army of 580,000 soldiers, which is quite large.
那个所有这个背后的原因，他就告诉我们是因为。 亚萨和犹大人，他们寻求耶和华是他们的神。
And the reason behind all this is because Asa and the people sought the Lord God.
Yeah, 所以神就赐他们四境平安，没有征战，诸事都很顺利。
And so the Lord gave them peace on all sides, and there was no war.
这是第一阶段，前面的10年左右的时间。然后从第九节开始，第二次就开始了一个考验。
And so this was the first step in the first 10 years. And then starting from verse 9 came the first test.
因为这个时候古士王谢拿率领有百万大军，你知道百万大军在当时那个时代有多厉害吗？
And so you see that the king of Ethiopia, Zerah, had an army of 1 million men. And do you know how large this was considered back in those days?
我记得我查了一下历史，当年那个叫亚历山大大帝率领。 他率领人征服那个整个波斯帝国的时候，差不多也就是这个人数，走遍打遍了整个波斯大帝国，很大。And
so let me give you an example. So in history, Alexander the Great, when he went to conquer all of the known world, he had a army about this size.
Persian. Great Empire, right? 不过呢，那个不重要哈，让我想起来。那么这个谢拉呢，按照英文的翻译，我不知道你英文怎么翻译的，他说可能是埃塞俄比亚或者是苏丹，按照当时。
So Zerah could have been Ethiopian or perhaps from Sudan.
因为他们是在埃及的南面嘛，你去看今天地图就知道，埃及的南面是苏丹，然后接下来是埃塞俄比亚，他们都是黑人嘛，不是非洲嘛。
And so these people came from south of Egypt, and south of Egypt is Sudan, and then even more south is Ethiopia. But we knew these are all people from the African continent.
Right, right. 他们从往北先征服了埃及整个帝国，然后呢，又从沿海那个借着加沙一带，因为那边平嘛，就开始进到了犹大，要征服犹大，对不对？
So they went north and conquered Egypt and went along the coast in Gaza because that area was flat plains and then went towards Judah.
他们可以说是一路凯歌，势不可挡，因为这么大的军队往北开移，走到哪里哪个就是一片荒凉，对吧？他们就是攻城略地。
And you can say that this was an unstoppable force because of their number. So once they went north, they just kept going.
他来到这个玛丽莎的犹大境内，玛丽莎大概这个时候已经距离耶路撒冷，就是南国首都，也就是50公里左右，非常近的距离。
And so they ended up at the valley of Marisha, and this valley was only about 50 kilometers from Jerusalem.
那这个时候呢，亚萨没办法，就在你的城边上了，所以他就率领他的可能50万、58万人吧，他的军队的话，就出来迎敌。但是呢，你知道那个气势不一样，因为人家是一路上来一路打，所以说非常那个，你知道军队打仗的时候就是靠那个气势，对吧？
And so King Asa had no choice but to bring his 58 580,000 troops to meet this army at Maresha, but these armies were very mismatched. And
right.
So the morale was probably different for the two armies. And you know that when you fight battles, the army morale is very important.
Right. 那么，所以这个亚撒当然就知道自己很差、很弱，所以他就开始寻求耶和华，在这儿的祷告就十一节那儿的祷告。
And so because of this, King Asa probably felt very weak, and as a result of this, he prayed to the Lord.
他说：“耶和华，你是帮助弱者的，而且我们呢是你的人，你是我们的神，所以你来帮助我们，对吧？”
So he prayed that, Lord, you know, you help the weak, and because we are weak, so help us, for we trust in you.
因为我们只能仰赖你。
And we can only rely on you.
果然耶和华就把这么一个大军，百万的大军，就交给了，就让他们败在这个犹大亚撒王的面前。
And so indeed the Lord routed this entire army of a million before the army of Judah.
他们是在耶路撒冷南面50公里的地方开始打，最后他们这个58万的亚萨的军队一直把那个古斯大军一直追赶到再往南走50公里，也就到了基拉尔，那个基拉尔是腓尼士人的地方了。
And so they had started the battle about 50 kilometers from Jerusalem, and the Judean army chased them another 50 kilometers south to the city of Gerar,
yeah.
which is in the Palestine, Philistine territory.
这个时候你知道，这是圣经记载的，他整个那个古斯军队就被打趴了，整个完全就不能再强盛了。然后他们亚撒和他的跟随他的军兵就把当地啊，那个基拉尔是腓尼士人地周围的城邑全部抢劫一空。
And so it's recorded that the Ethiopians lost so badly that they could not recover again. And also the Judean army destroyed and overtook all of these Philistine cities.
Yeah. 然后呢,
and after they had plundered all of them, they went back to Jerusalem.
而且这儿讲的,四围的那个城的人都害怕,都恐惧,耶和华使他们恐惧。
And also it says that the dread had fallen on these surrounding cities.
你知道这场战争使我们想起现代的一场什么战争吗？
So do you know that when you read this old battle, what more modern warfare do you think of?
你知道在中东发生了五次啊，中东的战争，就以色列和周围的阿拉伯的战争，五次。
You know that there were five wars or battles in the Middle East in the modern era.
Right, five, right. 其中的第四次特别像这次征战，这场战争。
The fourth battle is especially like this one that we just read.
因为第三次是六日战争啊，以色列打得全胜，然后就回来就以色列国土扩大了很多嘛，对吧？
So in the third battle, Israel was it was a six-day war.
Six-day war battle. That one is the third, right?
That was the
third. 那个以色列打得全胜。
And the Israelites won a great victory.
然后到了第六次就反过来了，啊，第四次就反过来了。But
in the fourth battle, the circumstances were switched.
当时以色列人根本没有准备。And
at that time, the Israelis were not prepared.
整个从南面是埃及，然后北面是叙利亚，实际上就是我们就说的亚南哈，就开始两边开始攻打，现在还中间还有约旦一起。 也是一百一十万的大军围困以色列，以色列很小，就像新泽西这么大，然后也是一百万大军呢围困当时以色列。
So at that time, Egypt came from the south and Aram came from the north, and they in total also had over a million soldiers.
1.1 million soldiers.然后以色列的军队就把储备越加起来，也就是4.1万人。
And but altogether, all of the Israeli soldiers together only totaled 410,000 soldiers.
然后前两天的时候，以色列简直是根本没办法还手，就是完全是败退的。这个时候，你知道以色列的总理，那个时候是个女的，叫梅尔总理。
So at that time, Israel wasn't able to return in battle and just kept retreating. And at that time, the general?
No, it's the
prime minister. The Israeli prime minister who was a woman.
Yeah, her name is Mia. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mia. M-E-R-A-R.
Mayor.
那个时候你知道，因为非常危急，所以在这战争进到第二天的第一天、第二天的时候， 以色列完全是打得趁没有准备的。这个时候他就向神祷告，他说：“神啊，只有你能够救以色列。”
And so at that time, on the second day, because Israel could not return and just kept was being beaten back, she prayed to the Lord and said that only you could save Israel.
而且我们现在回过头去看中东的五次战争中，这次实际上最危险的一次，以色列真的差不多到了也要亡国的地步。
And if we look back, then we realize that this battle was especially crucial because Israel was about to be completely destroyed again.
但从第三天开始，不知道为什么，以色列的将军们所想出的每一个那个战略那个计划都是高招。然后呢，埃及军队也好，叙利亚军队每一个的想要那个 move 啊 ，monitoring move 都是错误的。所以正好很快在从第三天开始。就完全反败过来，打了十几天以后，以色列就全胜了。
But starting from the third day, it turned around, and that every Israeli tactic was victorious, and every move that the Egyptians made was wrong. And then after
and also Syria, it's also.
Oh, and Syria was, and every move that they made was also incorrect. So after 10 or so days, Israel was completely victorious.
所以我们大家去很多历史学家在研究这场战争的时候，觉得很奇怪。啊，觉得很特别，就是以色列人太聪明了，然后这个阿拉伯人、埃及和叙利亚就是怎么那么蠢、愚蠢啊，打这场战争，本来是完全得胜就全败了。
And so we often think back on these wars, and we can see that the Israelis were so clever, and how was it that the Arab nations and Egyptians that they became so foolish in their actions and lost completely when they shouldn't have?
没有人把这个战争归功于神。
No one gave the credit of this victory to God.
我们知道那场战争，它的名字也叫 Yankee War， 叫杨基，就赎罪日的战争。
And we know that the name of that battle or that fight was named the Yom Kippur War.
所以自从那场战争以后，阿拉伯就被迫与那个以色列签订合约。他们在这个之前都是要灭以色列国家的。在 Yom Kippur War 以后，就是这个赎罪战争以后，埃及就和以色列签订了合约，最后叙利亚他们都被迫签订合约，约旦也是。那场战争是完全占据了整个中东的局面的改变。
And so we know that after the Yom Kippur War, before the Arab nations, the Egyptians wanted to destroy Israel, but then after this, they started signing treaties with Israel, and so it completely turned around the geopolitical situation in that area.
但是有一点很重要，你去读历史资料，没有人把这件事情归功于以色列背后的神。
But one very important matter is that if you look in history, nobody gave credit to this victory to the God the God of Israel.
所以在我们这个故事里边，我们的神是要让亚撒清楚地知道他胜过古斯军队的原因是什么。
And so in our story, the Lord wants to make it very clear to Asa as to why he was able to have victory over the Ethiopian army.
所以从第十五章开始，耶和华就差派先知那个亚撒尼亚去告诉亚撒，亚撒刚刚大军从得胜回朝，刚刚到耶路撒冷，先知就去见他。
And so that is why God sent the prophet Azariah to meet Asa as soon as he had this victory.
Right, 就告诉他你们为什么得胜。
To tell him why it is that you had this victory.
那从第十五章第一节哈，这个神的灵感动这个先知，他去出去迎接亚撒，然后就告诉说，亚撒和犹大便雅悯众人呐、啊，你要听我说。
And so, starting from chapter 15, verse 1, the Spirit of God came to Azariah, and so he went to meet Asa and said, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin."
你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在。你们若寻求他，就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。
The Lord is with you when you are with him, and if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
然后到第七节啊，中间有一段他是举个例子啊。到第七节，现在你们要刚强，不要手软，因为你们所行的必得赏赐。
And then in verse 7, and in between he gave an example, but in verse 7 he says, "But you be strong and do not lose courage." For there is reward for your work.
所以亚撒一听，哦，原来这场战争真的是，因为他之前祷告了。你知道我们常常祷告，祷告完以后就忘了是神帮我们的，对吧？以后就在是 还是可能自己凑巧或者什么的打赢了哈。但是这个时候亚撒就明白，哦，原来真的是神让我得胜的，所以他就这第几节就刚强壮胆起来，就壮第八节，亚撒听见这话，就和先知的预言啊，就壮胆起来，在犹大全亚全地啊，就开始把所有的可憎之物除掉，这就是复兴的第三阶段开始。
And so when Asa heard this, he understood as to why, he had this victory. And he remembered that it's because he had prayed. It's often like us when we pray, but we then forget, about our prayer. So then when Azariah came to Asa, Asa understood. Asa's response was that he took courage, and you can look down in verse 8. He took courage, removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had captured in the hill country.
这个时候你看从第八节开始，他们把那个境内的不光是这个犹大便雅悯和他们所独来的以法莲，就是剩下北国的地方啊，都把他所有的这个可憎之物都除去，而且他还做了一件事。
And so he went and he removed all the idols from the land of Judah and Benjamin and cities in the north he captured.
你知道他在前十年的改革他不敢动一个人，就是他的祖母玛加。
And you know that in the first 10 years, there's one person that he did not dare to move, and that was his queen, the queen mother, Maka.
Yeah, 对，在这个地方他就不一样了，他就真的就把那个，就把他的十六节讲到，他把他的祖母马加太后的位，就给贬了，然后呢，他所有的偶像，都亚瑟拉捣成粉碎，得把他扔在那个希伦西。
But now it was different. He removed her from the position of queen mother and then cut down her Asherah and images and crushed them and burned them in the brook.
对，这讲到他是刚强壮胆，因为这个时候他就真的知道是神要来祝福他，他敢做这样大的事情。
And you know how much he took courage now because now he knew that God was with him and so he was able to take these actions.
你知道这个时候就来到一个高潮期，就是所谓大复兴的高潮。他把所有的在所有的犹大人、便雅悯人和所有其他在北国、在南国居住的什么马拉西人都召聚在耶路撒冷，在15年3月份的时候就一起要来献祭给神。
And all of these actions came to a climax where he gathered all of Judah and Benjamin and those from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, and he gathered all of them to Jerusalem.
Yeah, 我献了很多的牛，很多的羊，这些都是从那个前一次战争中掳掠回来的。
And he also brought all of the oxen and the sheep, which were from the spoils of the battle.
那这儿记载一句哈，就是众人顺服先知和亚撒，对吧？顺服他们，然后与神立约。要尽心啊，这十二节呢啊，要尽心尽性的寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，凡不寻求的都要杀掉。
And so, the people listened to the prophets and King Asa, and in verse 12 it says they entered into covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and soul, and whoever did not would be put to death.
然后十五节，犹大众人为所起的事欢喜，因为他们尽心起誓，尽心尽意寻求耶和华。耶和华就被他们寻见，就赐他且赐他们四境平安。
And then in verse 15, all Judah rejoiced concerning the oath, for they had sworn with their whole heart and had sought him earnestly, and he let them find him. So the Lord gave them rest on every side.
所以你看，他们一开始是寻求，到这儿就是尽心尽意的寻求，就可以看到他们这个属灵越来越高、越来越高的复兴啊。
And so in the beginning you see that they sought after God, but here they sought after God with their whole heart and soul, and so that spiritual revival just kept rising to a new level.
这是亚撒和南国在这段时间就是说是最好的时期，亚撒做王40年中，然后呢全国是一片那个那叫什么呀，国泰民安。
And so this was the best period during of Asa's reign, and so the country was prosperous and people were safe.
这就是第一段，就是早期亚撒执政的前十五年属灵的复兴。
So this is the first section, which is the Asa's first 15 years, time of spiritual revival.
我们来看第十六章第二期就是他中期有23年的时间，这个属灵的破口。
And let's take a look at chapter 16, which is his middle period, which is the time of the spiritual breach.
我们来读几处的事情，我们现在就是中文一下，英文一句啊，因为多了嘛。那从16章11节读到第10节。
And so we'll read now verse both in Chinese and English. We'll read from verses 1 to
16. Yeah, 10, sorry.
1 to 10.
好，亚萨36年，以色列王巴萨上来攻击犹大，修筑拉玛，不许人从犹大王亚萨那里出入。
In the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and fortified Ramah in order to prevent anyone from going out or coming in to Asa, king of Judah.
于是亚萨从耶和华殿和王宫的府库里拿出金银来送与往大马色亚兰王便哈达说。
Then Asa brought out silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the king's house and sent them to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, saying,
你父曾与我父立约，我与你也要立约。现在我将金银送给你，求你废掉你与以色列王巴沙所立的约，使他顺离开我。
Let there be a treaty between you and me, as between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you silver and gold. Go break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me.
便哈达听从亚萨王的话，派军长去攻击以色列的诚意，他们就攻破以云、但、亚伯玛因和拿弗他利一切的接获城。
So Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali.
巴沙听见就停工，不修筑拉玛。
When Baasha heard of it, he ceased fortifying Ramah and stopped his work.
于是亚萨王率领犹大众人将巴沙修筑拉玛所用的石头、木头都运去，用以修筑加巴和米斯巴。
Then King Asa brought all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber with which Baasha had been building, and with them he fortified Geba and Mizpah.
那时先知哈拿尼来见犹大王亚萨，对他说：“因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的军兵脱离了你的手。”
At that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Aram and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of King Aram has escaped out of your hand."
古实人路比的人，古实人路比人的军队不是甚大吗？战车马兵不是极多吗？只因你仰赖耶和华，他便将他们交在你手中。
Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim an immense army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。你这事行的愚昧，此后你必有征战的事。
But the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
亚萨因此恼恨先见，将他囚在监里。那时亚萨也不惜人民。
You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on you will surely have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him for this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time.
好，这有一个解经的难处。
Difficulty with interpretation.
就是第十六，我们想从第十五章的最后一节啊，我们当时也没有读啊。第十五章的最后一节十九节这样说，他说从这时直到亚萨三十五年都没有征战的事。
So in the last verse of chapter 15, verse 19, which we didn't read before, but it says there was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign.
然后十六章的第一节说亚萨三十六年，以撒王巴萨上来攻击犹大。
And the first verse of chapter 16 says that in the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah.
我们都知道，如果你去仔细看《列王记》，就知道巴萨是在亚萨二十六年就死了。
And we all know that if you go and read and study Kings, Baasha died in Asa's 26th year.
Yeah, 26th year, right? 所以不可能巴萨在亚萨三十六年，因为他已经死了很多年了。怎么这个时候巴萨上来攻击亚萨呢？
So it's impossible for Baasha to have risen up against Asa in Asa's 36th year because he had been dead for several years.
Yeah, 已经死了九年了还是几年了？不知道，他是二十六年死了，十年了，已经死了十年了，所以不可能这个时候来攻击亚萨。
Baasha had already been dead for 10 years, so he couldn't come up against Asa during this year.
所以呢，很多解经家读到这儿的时候就有一个很多难受，就试图要解经，就想到很多怎么样来理解这两节圣经上时间上的问题。
And so many Bible scholars, once they get to this portion, have difficulty, and so they try to come up with many reasons as to why this is.
其中一个比较直接的原因就是说，因为在古代的亚兰那个希伯来文在记载这个三十六的时候呢，它的古文的那个时间记载确实是十六和三十六非常相像。
And so one more reasonable explanation is that when they were copying the scripture, the words, the ancient texts of 16 and 36 are very similar.
Right, 所以这是一种解释。还有一种比较更合，我觉得个人觉得更合理的解释是，因为这儿的这个35年啊，和36年这个时间，实际上是南国的年龄。自从北国南国分开以后，从那个时候算起。到这个时候呢，亚萨呢就应该是正好是南国36年，而不是亚萨作王36年。
I think a more appropriate explanation is that the 36 years are calculated from the time when the northern and the southern kingdoms split. And from that calculation, from the time of the southern kingdom split, it is in the 36th year. It has been 36 years during Asa's reign.
所以不管是什么样的解释，其实大家这些圣经学者们都有个。共同的看见，这个时候不应该是亚萨三十六年，而应该是亚萨十六年。
So any way that you explain it, the actual year during Asa's reign should be the 16th year of Asa's reign.
Right, 应该是亚，因为我们都知道15年的时候，15年三月份，北南国的这个复兴达到了高潮。
Because we know that in third month of the 15th year, the spiritual revival reached its climax.
Right. 这个时候你知道北国的很多人因为尤其是爱神的人就想要到南国来，确实就像刚才已经记载了，什么便雅，什么那个什么马拉西人啊，西缅人啊，这些不是马拉西人，以法莲人都从北国要往南国跑，为什么？因为他们爱神，知道南国有大复兴。
And at this time, many people from the north who loved the Lord from, as I said, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, they wanted to defect and come to the southern kingdom because of this great revival.
你知道这个北国一直都有个问题，因为他是希望自己的国民以色列其他的四个支派不要往南国去，所以这个时候巴沙就想要来阻止他的国民往南国走，所以就跑到这个边境来修筑那个城堡。那个堡垒要阻止人进出亚萨。
And so you know that the northern kingdom always had this problem. They wanted to prevent their people from coming down into the southern kingdom. And that is why Baasha went to Ramah to fortify that city to prevent this road going back and forth.
那巴沙做的比较过分啊，这个时候他不是在自己北国和南国的边境那儿来修，他是跑到人家南国这边来修建那个堡、那个营垒，那个来想要阻止他的国民。进出巴萨的国家就是南国。
And so King Baasha was actually a little much because he didn't fortify in his own territory in the north, but he actually came down into the southern kingdom, Ramah, to fortify that city to prevent the crossings.
那么这件事情对亚萨来说其实不是件太难的事，因为他的国家、他的军队要比北国强大很多。
But this thing wasn't actually very troublesome for Asa because his kingdom was doing much better than the northern kingdom.
Right,
stronger.
And stronger. 但是呢，他就想了，他因为他不愿意流血，这个时候属灵的高峰期，可能他就不想要流血，尤其是自己的百姓，所以他就想了一个很聪明的计策。
And maybe at this time he didn't want to shed any blood, especially of his own people, so he found a clever way to deal with this.
他就想要记住亚兰人的手，刚才我们所念的这段就知道。让亚兰人去攻击巴沙，那么他就只给他一些银钱就可以了。
And so he wanted to use the hand of King Aram to deal with King Baasha, and so he only had to give King Aram, the king of Aram, some gold and silver.
这样的话，果然这个亚兰王就去攻击巴沙从北面了，因为他在亚兰就叙利亚在更北面嘛，所以来攻击那个北国，所以这样的话，那巴沙就停止修建。
And so the Aram then came from the north because they're even northern, even more north than the northern kingdom, to attack Israel. And so, and then Baasha stopped.
那这件事情哈，如果从人的角度看，非常聪明的，因为他最终的结果，他这个南国一个人都不死，不用流血，结果就把这个危机化解了。
And from man's eyes, what King Asa did was very smart because he didn't need to shed any blood in order to resolve his conflict.
因为就是说今天来说，我们都知道世界上到处有冲突，比如说乌克兰和俄国之间现在很危机的事情，比如说台湾和中国之间的问题，对吧？如果能用外交的解决，不流血，因为是今天世界上人就求这样的方法，对吧？
And we know that today. There are many conflicts like this, for example, Ukraine and Russia and between Taiwan and China. So if you can use diplomacy to resolve these crises and not shed any blood, that is the way to go.
确实从人的角度来看，他虽然是费了点经营，因为这些事情也是为了神的百姓，所以他从自己的府库里边拿了一点出来，也从那个圣殿里边拿了点钱。这件事情好像也有点属灵的意义，他做的还做得挺好。我想当时可能很多人都觉得他做得很好。
So for a man's view, what Asa did was he was still doing it for the people of God. He took a little bit, he took some money from the temple and from his own treasury in order to resolve this crisis. I think many people at that time also probably thought that this was a smart move.
关键是神怎么样看这件事情。
But how did God view this situation?
所以神这个时候差派先知哈拿尼就对他说了。
And so this is when God sent the seer Hanani to the king.
就说你是仰赖亚兰王，不是仰赖耶和华做的这件事。
To say to King Asa, you relied on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God.
先知说耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助那些向他心存诚实的人。
And he said that the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
所以他先知就说你这件事情很fool，就很愚昧啊，愚蠢。
And so this prophet said to King Asa, you acted foolishly, ignorantly.
我想这个亚沙王听了大自尊心大受伤害，我明明是做了件好事情，聪明的事情，人的智慧的事情，结果你现在告诉我愚蠢愚昧，对吧？
And so when King Asa heard this, I think that he probably was felt very, his ego took a hit because he obviously did a wise thing, did a good thing.
所以我想那个亚撒当时肯定接受不了，所以当场就一怒之下就把这个先知给关了起来。
And so I think that King Asa probably couldn't accept this, and so in a fit of anger, he imprisoned the prophet.
我们都知道其实圣经里面有个很类似的故事，就是约伯和该隐的故事。
And so there is a very similar example in the Bible, which is of Cain and Abel.
对啊，我们都知道当时他们两兄弟都献祭。结果神悦纳约伯的献祭，不悦纳该隐的献祭。
And so we know in the story that two brothers gave offerings, but in the end, the Lord accepted Abel's and not Cain's offering.
所以那个该隐非常愤怒，但他不能对神做什么，他就迁怒于约伯，把约伯给杀，那个亚伯给杀了。
And so Cain was very angry, but because he couldn't do anything to God, he instead acted out towards Abel and killed him.
当然亚撒在这儿没有杀先知，他把先知给关了起来。
Of course, here Asa didn't kill the prophet, instead he imprisoned him.
而且他觉得很他的心里很愤怒。你说我做了这件事情，让神里的百姓都没有流血，所以呢，他就开始虐待自己的百姓，虐待犹大百姓。
And so he had anger in his heart, saying, you know, I did this for God's people and Yehudah.
Yeah.Abuse.
Oh, and then he had some resentment against people, so as a result, he abused them a little.
Yeah. 什么事情呢？就是让强迫他们说你们一个都不允许推辞，然后全部去搬石，把那个木头、石头，就是巴萨修建那个拉玛的，搬到去修建那个米斯巴，让他们不允许他们推辞。
And so he made a proclamation to them and said that none of them were exempt, and you need to go and carry away the stones and timber from Ramah and to Mitzpah and Geba.
Yes, and the Geba. 然后呢，你知道这件事情让我们看见哈，属灵的事情一旦有了一个破口。
And so here we can see that once you have a spiritual breach,
如果不能够及时堵上的话，这个破口会越来越大的。
If you cannot plug it in a timely manner, this breach will get larger and larger.
而且一个接着一个的。
And one will come after the other.
他开始可能只是从没有征求神的意见，从那个圣殿里拿点金钱银出来。 然后呢，现在又开始把牵制关起来，又开始虐待神的百姓犹大人。
So for at first it could have been a smaller matter where he just didn't rely on God and used money, but then he ended up imprisoning the prophet and then he abused God's people.
好，那我们来看最后一段时间，我们时间已经不够了，我们来看最后一段时间很简短，就是从11节到14节了啊，我们读11到13节就可以了。And
let's take a look at his last period of time, which is from verse 11 to verse
13, 11节，从11节开始，亚萨所行的事，自始至终都写在犹大和以色列诸王记上。
Now the acts of Asa from first to last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel.
亚萨作王39年，他脚上有病，而且甚重，病的时候没有求耶和华，只求医生。
In the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was severe, yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians.
他作王41年而死，与他列祖同睡。
So Asa slept with his fathers, having died in the 41st year of his reign.
我们在这儿很清楚地看到，他39年，这是真的39年啊，他生病了，然后脚上有病。这个时候呢，圣经告诉我们说，病非常重，但他不求神，他不愿意求神，他只求医生。
And now in the 39th year of his reign, this is the actual 39th year of his reign, he became diseased in his feet, but it was very serious, but he did not seek of God.
我一直在想啊，但后来最后到41年嘛，总共3年时间就死嘛。
And so I've been always thinking, so it's been, it will be another 33 years before his 41st year and he dies.
我想本来他脚上患这个病是一个机会，使他可以重新回到神的面前。
So I think that in the beginning, this foot disease is an opportunity for him to return to the Lord and seek after him.
圣经这么记载，其实好像神也在等候，希望他能够重新回到神的面前。
And that the Bible records this, it also seems that Lord God wanted him to use this opportunity to return to him, to seek after him.
可是亚萨啊，他宁愿去求医生，他就是不愿意求神。
But instead, Asa, when he sought the advice of his physicians, he would not seek after the Lord.
所以我们有问题就是为什么？他为什么会这样做？
So then our question is why? Why would he do this?
我想自从巴沙那件事情以后，他去求亚兰王这件事情以后，亚萨和那个神之间就有了间隔。
So I think that starting from the incident with Baasha, where he went to the king of Aram instead of God, that there was started to be a separation between Asa and God.
这是他的诸王16年发生的事情，没想到亚萨如此倔强，一路走一路叫什么？一条路走到黑。
And so that incident happened in the 16th year of Asa's reign. And who would have thought that he would go further down this path and just walk into darkness?
Right. 从19年，16年他做到那个39年，中间是23年的时间。
So from the 16th year of the incident until 39th year of this incident, it's 23 years in between.
所以圣经完全不记载这23年时间究竟他做了些什么事情，除了那个除了巴沙那件事情以外，16年发生的事情以外。
And so the Bible doesn't record anything that happened within this 23-year period except for that incident with Baasha.
圣经常常这样的，如果我们这段时间我们没有跟神，没有去寻求神，没有去依靠神，神就把我们一生中的那段时间全部给忽略掉了，在神的眼里面。
And so the Bible often does this, that if during a period of time we do not seek after God, we do not rely on God, we're not with God, it doesn't record any of this. It counts it as nothing.
因为在神的眼里边，那23年是白活了，白过了。
In the eyes of God, those 23 years were lived in vain.
我们没想到哈，到了晚年，他做王39年的时候，最后3年的时候，他已经到这个地步。也许我觉得他脚病应该是神给他机会，但是他就是。 圣经很清楚说，他不求神，他求医生。And
so here in the 39th year, this disease of the foot is an opportunity, but the Bible says that he just would not seek after God.
正应验了当初他在属灵高峰的时候，先知亚撒尼亚对他说的一句话。And
so this brings back to something that the prophet Azariah said to King Asa during the highest of his spiritual revival.
Yeah, 圣经告诉我们的是个预言，什么呢？就是若寻求耶和华，你就必寻见；若离弃耶和华，你就被离弃，你就必被离弃。
And so it was a prophecy that if you seek him, he will let you find him, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
所以问题就是对我们今天新约的人，我们有耶稣基督生命，有圣灵的人，我们会落到这样的光景里面吗？
So then the question is, for those of us living in the New Testament who have the life of the Lord Jesus within us,
我们会不会也是像亚撒那样的 一旦有了破口、啊、我们就任凭之最终一路走到黑呢？
Will we be in danger of this like King Asa? But once we have a spiritual breach, we'll keep walking down until we reach spiritual darkness.
我们来看几处的圣经，看看新约圣经的基督徒可能出现亚撒那样的情形吗？我们来读希伯来书第六章。
So we'll take a look at a scripture in Hebrews chapter 6 to see whether or not Christians can walk in a manner that is similar to Asa.
第六章啊，我们读第四节到第八节。
From chapter 6 verses 4 to 8.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份的，这显然是讲基督徒，是不是？
For in the case of those who have been previously enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, this speaks of Christians.
并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
And have tasted the good word of God and the power of the age to come.
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
And then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame.
就如一块田地吃了屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，呵护耕种的人用，就从神得福。
For ground that drinks the rain which often falls on it and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled receives a blessing from God.
若长荆棘和棘藜，必被废弃，近乎咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned.
如果你觉得这段还不是讲基督徒的话，我们再看一段，第十章。
And if you still think this isn't speaking of Christians, then let us read another passage in chapter 10.
因为有很多人觉得那不是基督徒，那我们看第十章第二十五节。
And it's because many people feel like that point of scripture is not towards Christians, but let's look at chapter 10, verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
But a terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury of a fire which will consume the adversaries.
人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得怜悯而死。
Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses.
何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚是何等加重？是怎样加重呢？
How much severe punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has insulted the Spirit of grace?
因为我们知道谁说深渊在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓。
For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay." And again, the Lord will judge his people.
落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
我们知道，我们要回到那个啊，我们最后一点点，我们回到那最后一节圣经，就是第历代志下第十五章的第十六章的最后一节。
And let's turn back to Second Chronicles chapter 16, verse 14.
这儿记载一句话，这又是个解经的难处，我想也给大家看看。 就十四节说葬就是亚撒死了嘛，葬在大卫城自己所凿的坟墓里，放在床上，其床堆满了各样馨香的香料，就是按做香的做法调和的香料，又为他烧了许多物件。
Verse 14, which may be another difficulty when we are reading the scripture, it says, they buried him, because Asa had died, in his own tomb, which he had cut out for himself in the city of David, and they laid him in the resting place, which he had filled with spices of various kinds, blended by perfumer's art, and they made a very great fire for him.
这个地方主要是中文的难处，我倒觉得英文还好。因为就是说按做香的做法调和的香料，所以很多读经的人就觉得这个亚撒又犯了更大的一个错误。
And so this difficulty interpretation is more for the Chinese translation, because it says that the perfumes were blended by perfumer's art, and so many people think that Asa here made another great sin.
就是说，因为这个做香的做法好像是按照当初摩西神在西乃山上指示摩西。要去做香，因为那个香只能是供给献给神的。
Okay, and so because many may believe that this fragrance, this incense is the same that Moses had on Mount Sinai. So it's supposed to be this incense is only for God.
因为神给了摩西一个配方，一个 formula， 让他按照那个方法去做香，那个只能给神，不能给人，人要闻了就死。
And because God gave Moses this formula for this incense, and it's only for the Lord God, it's not for people, and so if man smelled it, they would have to die.
所以呢，很多解经的一些年长，甚至年长的弟兄，都说这个亚撒在这儿犯了个大错，但是我不太同意这种解释方法。
And so many elderly brothers and some Bible scholars feel that here Asa made another great sin, but I personally do not feel this is the case.
因为实际上做香的方面，因为我也是做配方的，同样一个连接剂，我做连接配方，可以有很多很多的配方，它不一定是按照西乃山神只是摩西的那个配方，可能是别的配方。
And because from my experience, I also create formulas. There are many formulas for these fragrances, and so it is not necessarily the same.Formula that Moses received on Mount Sinai.
更重要的是，圣经对亚撒的结论。
And more importantly is the Bible's conclusions towards King Asa.
不管这些圣经怎么解释，圣经对亚撒的结论是非常清楚的。
No matter how you interpret these final scriptures, the Bible's conclusion of King Asa is very clear.
如果你去看列王记上，刚才我们已经读过列王记下，对不起，十五章十四节。圣经啊，这是不一个作者啊，这个可能是耶利米或者别的先知，在列王记下十五章十四节这样说：亚撒毕生 all his day of life 都向耶和华存诚实的心 ，all his day of life。
And because it very clearly states in 1 Kings, in chapter 15, which we previously read, that the heart of Asa was wholly devoted to the Lord all of his days.
然后在历代志下，十五章的十七节，这也是另外一个作者，可能是以斯拉，他的结论也是一样的。他的结论是亚撒，然而亚撒的心一生诚实。
And so in 2 Chronicles, we read again in 15:17, it says, Asa's heart was blameless all of his days. And these were two different authors' conclusions.
这个圣经的结论，我们相信也是神给亚撒的结论。
And so the conclusion here in the Bible is what we believe God's conclusion are for.
一方面，亚撒年轻的时候，他执政的前十五年，他带领以色列人经历一场属灵的复兴。
So on one hand, during his younger years, in the first 15 years of his reign, Asa led the people through a spiritual revival.
显然神纪念这件事情。
And so God remembers this.
然后呢，他到后晚年中期执政的中期到晚年的时候，确实他不再仰赖神，然后呢，甚至到了个属灵黑暗去，根本就不寻求神了。
And it's true, in his mid to late years, he no longer looked to God and no longer sought after him and was in spiritual darkness.
但是有一件事情他没有做。
But there's one thing that he did not do.
他没有拜偶像。
He never worshipped idols.
他也没有让以神的百姓，犹大这个国家的百姓去拜偶像。
And he did not cause the people of Judah to worship idols.
他确实，他因为不再养个人，不再仰赖神，脚上生病是他个人的病。 这个只是他个人受亏损，但是他从来没有让神的家、神的见证受亏损。
And so it's true that in his personal life and this disease of his foot was also a personal issue. He failed and faltered, but he did not
the group.
He did not lead the group to the Israel testimony wrong.
Right, the whole nation, right? 你知道这一点，他和所罗门王以后的几个王完全不同。
You know that this is different from all the kings after Solomon.
所罗门是把整个国家带到了，因为他的拜偶像，跟着自己的嫔妃，所以神对他的结论就是说，他没有单单的顺从那个跟顺从耶和华。
You know that King Solomon himself worshipped idols and led all of the people to worship idols, and so God's concluding statement to him was that he did not fully follow after the Lord.
那更不用说所罗门后的什么罗伯安、亚比一样，还有北国所有的王，对不对？他们都是把整个国家带去拜偶像，但是亚撒没有这样，没有从来没有这样做。
And not to speak of all the kings that followed, like Rehoboam, and all the northern and southern kings who led the people to worship idols, Asa did not do so.
所以你去把所有的以色列有南国的王都查一遍，你发觉到神给亚撒的结论，圣经给亚撒的结论，其实很少有。没有几个网友的。
And so if you look at all the kings of Israel, you'll find that this conclusion that the Lord gave to Asa is given to very few kings.
Right. 所以对亚撒来说，神是蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯、蛮有慈爱的神。
And so therefore, to Asa, God was a God that is love, full of mercy and compassion and loving kindness.
我们同样，我们来读一下刚才我们没有读的《希伯来书》最第六章的后半部分。和第十章的后面的几节，我们就结束今天的分享。
And let's turn back to read the later portions of chapter 6 and chapter 10 of Hebrews, which we didn't before.
这对于我们今天的基督徒，如果我们出现了说属灵的破口，或者甚至我们开始觉得自己不想再仰赖，不想再寻求神的时候，也是一个很大的鼓励。
And so these passages are good encouragement to us Christians when we experience a spiritual breach or if we feel like we don't want to seek after the Lord anymore.
好，我们来读第希伯来书第六章的第九节到十二节。
Hebrews chapter six, verses 9-12.
对，刚才我们已经讲到这些人蒙了光照，尝了天恩的滋味，的第四节呢，又有圣灵有份，结果他们就背离神话，长了荆棘出来。但是呢。第九节啊，作者在这样说：亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
And so, this is concerning those we had read in verse 4, for those who have once been enlightened and tasted a heavenly gift, but then fell away. In verse 9, it says, But beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you and things that accompany salvation, though we are not speaking in this way.
因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候。
For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown towards his name, in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints.
所以神纪念亚撒为神所做的功，对吧？同样的，他也纪念我们今天。我们基督徒，我们对我们因着爱神的缘故所做的事情。第十一节，我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
And so we see that God remembered the works of Asa that he did for him, just like today, he will remember the works that we do for his saints. And then in verse 11, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end.
并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
So that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit promises.
我们来看一下最后啊，第十章的也是这一段经文。虽然前面说那些停止聚会的啊，那些好像干犯神儿子的事。的人他当然是基督徒了。然后我们看看后面圣经又是那个希伯来书又是怎么讲的。从我们来读35节到39节就好了。
And so here, and we are finally we will read in Hebrews chapter 10. We had just previously read that this group of people had stopped meeting together and had been sinning willfully. So then we'll jump down to verse 35.
OK， 所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the persevering of the soul.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，巴不得你祝福你的话语。
Our Father in heaven, would you bless your own word?
我们的主，你在地上的时候，你曾经说，寻求的就必寻见，叩门的就开门。
When you were on our Lord, when you were on earth, you often said that.Ask and you will find. Seek.
Oh, 巴不得我们能够像亚萨那样，能够专尽心尽意的寻求你。
And knock and the door will be open to you. And would we be like Asa who would seek after you?
而且我们的一生都不改变。
And that we would not change that seeking in all of our life.
无论我们在祝福音朋友的时候，我们在出信的时候，还是我们已经年老老练的生命老练的时候。
No matter if we are a gospel friend or if we're newly believers or if we are experienced believers.
无论是得时不得时，无论是遇到难处的时候，我们都要凡事来寻求、仰望、依靠我们的主、我们的神。
And no matter in death or life or whether we are in difficult situations, will we always rely and seek after our Lord?
否则我们若离弃你，你就必离弃我们。
Otherwise, that we would forsake you and you would forsake us.
父啊，不要让我们落在属灵的黑暗里边，真是再也没有回头的。
Father, would you not let us be in spiritual darkness without a way back?
啊，我们中间啊，弟兄姊妹，也许在各样的难处里面。
And we may have brothers and sisters in difficulties amongst us.
甚至怨恨神为什么让这样的事情发生在我们的身上。
Who may be asking, why, Lord, do you let these things happen to us?
主啊，我们都求你不要放过我们，是吧？紧紧的抓住我们，好使我们学习完全的来仰望你、依靠你、寻求你。
Lord, would you not let us go, but hold us even more tightly until we learn to lean upon you, trust upon you?
直到你来的日子，直到我们主耶稣基督来的日子。
Until the day of our Lord Jesus' return.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
对不起，还用了多用点时间。
Apologies, I took up some additional time.